Take responsibility for all results. High performance, highly successful people take total responsibility for every outcome in their life. They never make excuses. They always look to themselves for being cause over a situation. They never blame other people or other things. You ever seen somebody hit their driver and they hit it right, sliced it real bad, and then they look at their club right away? Oh, wow, what's wrong with my club? I've done that before, have you? And nothing wrong with the club, folks. Something wrong with your swing. Take responsibility. You can't change the club, you can change your swing. The only things that you can control are those things which a person is willing to be responsible for. Because if it's someone else's fault, then you're out of control. I am not out of control in my life. I control everything that happens in my life. That's one of my affirmations. That's my self-talk. Hey, I am in control of my life. Because if I'm not in control, and you are, if you do something, a customer does something, an employer does something, oh, it was their fault. It was her fault. It was Bob's fault. That car hit me. It was their fault. Then you know what? I'm out of control. And I don't want to be out of control, because then I become a victim of situations and I'm not taking responsibility. The only things I can control in my life are the things I'm willing to take responsibility for. Every sale that I have missed was my fault. Every complaint I have ever received from a customer, every unsatisfied customer I've gotten was about me. Every cold that I ever got, every, you know, sickness or illness I've ever got, I created. I know this is hard for some of you to imagine. Some of you are like, oh, no, hey, bad things happen to people all the time. That's not my reality. That's not my universe. If you choose for that to be your world, that's fine, but don't make me wrong. Every accident, car accident I've been in, where the police said somebody else was at fault, I created it. I was responsible. Oh, man, Grant, you're getting carried away, buddy, you know. I mean, somebody drops a bomb on a city, whose fault is that? You know what? We all create that somehow. Somebody authorized us to authorize someone else to create a bomb. You know, I've been robbed twice in my life. I was almost killed once. I caused both of them. Both of them. Both times, I created it. There are no victims. There's only creators. Everything that happens to you, everything that happens to me, is because of you or me. I created it. It happened to me. I'm responsible. Once you get this success lesson, you will be on the road to massive success in your life. I think this is one of the great things that keeps people from really having success and happiness in their life, is the lack of responsibility. Everything that happens to you is because of you. Everything that happens to me is because of me. So quit passing it off, folks. Quit passing off like it was your wife's fault, or your kid's fault, or your husband's fault, or your employer's fault. It is your deal. Watch high performance people. Study about high performance people. Read high performance people, and you're gonna see them say this: hey man, I'm responsible. You'll see people like Michael Jordan, you'll see Tiger Woods, you'll see the greats in the world track every statistic they have. Every time Tiger picks up a 2-iron, he knows whether it went left, right, short, long. Every putt they know about. Track your statistics, track all your actions. Constantly measure yourself statistically. Measure your results and measure your actions. I remember as a salesperson keeping a log. Not a log on what I sold. I kept a log on what people said to me. I wrote down every customer objection that I would hear throughout the day and throughout the week. And I came up with new ways to handle them. This is one way, or one of the things that you could do to take responsibility as a salesperson. This is the way I handled all future objections. As a salesperson, you hear all the same objections over and over. As an employer, you hear all the same problems from your people over and over and over again. Different day, different face. Oh, you know, my people just aren't productive. Why don't you track what's going on? Be responsible for your people not being productive. I own 4 businesses. I own a real estate business. I own a seminar business. I own a products business. I own multiple businesses. I own a consulting business that works with small business owners and large business owners. We're responsible. We take full responsibility. Somebody's not happy, it's our fault. Somebody's not getting production, it's our fault. Grant, that's not really reasonable. Yes, it is. That's the only thing I can handle. I have become so acutely aware of what I do to create things that I'm always in the posture of, how can I fix it? How can I solve the problem? See, when a customer gives me an objection that I've written down 20 times, sooner or later, I mean, even an inadequate brain, a dumb person is gonna say, I've heard this objection 20 times, I need to come up with a response. Then I get to what? I get to start relaxing with people, I get to handle them with good control. Speaking of control, folks, you either have no control or good control, okay? You either have bad control, which is none, or you have good control, which is, hey, I'm in control of the situation. Some salespeople I know go on their whole career blaming customers. Employers I know blame their employees. Call their employees, you know, they're bored or they're not motivated. The customers are cheap and ridiculous, unreasonable. And all you do is find more people that are cheap and ridiculous, unreasonable. The employers find more people that are, you know, not motivated and not excited and don't know their job. These same people could spend more time taking responsibility and less time blaming. So if you're a salesperson, go create an objections log. If you're an employer, why don't you create a log of complaints that your customer, or your salespeople or your employees have? What creates these objections? What creates this state of boredom for your people? I get a cold, I start looking at what was going on for me. I get sick, hey, what's going on, Grant? You know what I found? Every time I've ever gotten a cold, I was stressed out, I wasn't eating healthy, I was traveling too much, I didn't have enough fun going on in my life, I was tired, overworked, I didn't have any balance. So what do? I get a cold for a week. You know, and then the new age people think, well, you got a cold because you need to stop, you need to slow down. No, I need to get a handle on how I brought the cold into my life. I get a flat tire, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna go look for the nail that I picked up, or I'm gonna change the tire? I need to get well, folks. And then I need to take responsibility. See, this puts me at cause rather than effect. I learned that if I eat well, if I rest well, I don't create colds. The common cold, you ever heard that? The common cold, everyone gets it. No, some people get it. I don't get colds because I take care of myself. I create colds. I don't catch colds. See the difference? I take responsibility. Once I know how to create a cold, then I know how to avoid them. My father, great man, my father died at 52 years old of a heart failure. How was he responsible for that? Young woman gets cancer at 34 years old. How was she responsible? My older brother gets killed. True story, my older brother gets killed on a gas well at 25 years old. I was 20 years old, at 25 he was dead. One night I talked to him, next day he's dead. How was he responsible? Was he? Or did this just happen to him? Bad thing happens to good people. That's not what I believe. We make things happen to us. I was robbed at 23 years old. I was robbed again at 26. How was I responsible? Here's an intimate detail about me. 25 years old, I was in a treatment center for drug addiction. Did I do that? Or was that somebody else's fault? What about earthquakes and hurricanes? You know, these major, terrible events that happen on the planet. Who's responsible? See, I believe in every situation that I just went over, the people involved or the mass consciousness that we've all agreed to create situations that we experience. In every situation, someone's belief system, someone's daily habits, your surroundings, your lifestyles, your consciousness creates your life. My dad, for instance, my dad believed, as good a man as he was, he believed you had to suffer to succeed. That was his basic belief in life. He was a great man, a fun man, people loved being around him, but he believed to succeed, you had to suffer. You can only go as far as you can suffer. What happens? His heart explodes at 52 years old. He's died. Okay? He ate terrible. He smoked cigarettes. He was overweight. He didn't exercise. He was in a high-stress job. His heart says, psst, and he dies at 52. He created that. He's responsible. A young woman's filled with anger her whole life. She stuffed all her feelings her whole life. She's lived with resentments her entire life. It starts eating her from the inside out, and we call it cancer. She's responsible. Hey, that's good news, folks. That's not bad news. Anger and resentment is cancer for every being on this planet. Both times I was robbed, I was in the wrong place. Both times, at 23 and 26, I was in the wrong place. I had money on me I shouldn't have had. It was too late at night. I was hanging out with the wrong people. I put myself in a situation I didn't belong in. You know, when I realized I was addicted to drugs and alcohol at 25 years old, I went to a treatment center. The people told me, hey, it might not be your fault, Grant. You know, there's research going on. There's a possibility that you were predisposed to a drug and alcohol addiction. You have a malady to this drug addiction. You know, hey, that sounds good, man. It was like, wow, really? It's somebody else's fault. Maybe it was the way you were brought up, Grant. Something happened to you in your childhood. But the truth is, you know what? I didn't deal with my stuff. Truth is, when you use drugs and alcohol every day, you end up with a problem, okay? I tried to escape life rather than dealing with life. I tried to blame you and other people and society and my parents rather than taking responsibility and escaping with drugs. I made excuses for my life. I checked out. I used chemicals to escape. You create a drug addict. I was dealing with tons of false data at that time in my life, feeling sorry for myself because of losses in my life and not dealing with reality. But what about hurricanes and earthquakes and, you know, these cataclysmic things that happen that nobody could be responsible for? I think we're responsible. See, when you don't take care of the planet, it's going to start, like, you know, operating at different levels. The Earth is a living organism, right? When we abuse it, it's going to start cracking up. When large groups of people, when millions and millions of people on this planet believe bad things happen, bad things happen. Fear evokes fearful events. Bumper stickers that are negative create negative events. We are responsible, each and every one of us. We are the problem and the solution. Man told me once, Grant, you're the problem, you're the solution. I'm like, wow, that's good, man. If I'm the problem, then I get to be the solution. If I'm not the problem, I can't be. So if someone else is to blame, then you have you can't do anything about it, folks. If someone else is to blame, then you're just a victim, and there's no such thing as a victim, even in the worst tragedies. The other larger problem with not taking responsibility is if someone else is to cause something, then I have no control, and I am at the effect, the disease of other people. So, be responsible. Never be at effect, always be at cause, be 100% fully responsible for every event, good, bad, mediocre, that takes place in your life. And statistically chart out what you're doing in your life to be responsible. Bad things happen to good people? Wrong. Good things happen to good people, good things happen to bad people, you create it. Belief becomes reality. Accept responsibility for everything in your life, blame no one, and you will be guaranteed success at incredible levels.